Title: Dow hits pause on CMMC, what contractors need to know now. Content: On July 13, 2026, the Department of War, Dow, dropped a major announcement regarding the Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification, CMMC, program via a press release, forging the arsenal of freedom. Department of War suspends CMMC Phase 2 requirements. The release, see our past blogs here and here for background on CMMC. The release announced that Dow is immediately suspending the Phase 2 requirements for CMMC, originally scheduled to be effective November 10, 2026, as well as all pending and future CMMC implementation milestones across Dow solicitations/contracts. As a reminder, Phase 2 incorporated the Level 2, C3 PAO, requirement in applicable solicitations/contracts as a condition of award. Review of CMMC. The release further stated that Dow will begin a comprehensive review of CMMC with the goals of aligning with Secretary of War Pete Hegseth's Acquisition Transformation System, ATS, directives prioritizing speed to capability, lowering barriers for small, medium, and non-traditional businesses, and replacing bureaucratic compliance with scalable, resilient cybersecurity measures. The release continued to critique CMMC, stating that while the aim of the program was to enhance defense industrial base, DIB, cybersecurity, instead, it has created prohibitive compliance costs and bureaucratic burdens, citing Small Business Administration, SBA, data that CMMC compliance is forcing innovative companies out of the DIB, which will delay the delivery of critical capabilities to the warfighters. The Dow further announced and initiated a 60-day study of the future of the CMMC program. This includes a new CMMC Reform Task Force, reporting to the Dow Chief Information Officer, CIO, which will conduct a comprehensive top-to-bottom review of the certification program. The task force will serve as the central hub for industry feedback. The Dow also published a Request for Information, RFI, reforming CMMC and reducing compliance burden for the Defense Industrial Base, DIB. The RFI seeks direct feedback from DIB companies on practical strategies to inform the newly established CMMC Reform Task Force during its review. Specifically, the RFI requests feedback on the following themes: protecting federal data and uplifting operational resilience against cyberattacks while also reducing compliance costs and administrative burdens, and ideas such as DIB usage of existing commercial cybersecurity capabilities, leveraging and optimizing self-attestation capabilities, and streamlining cybersecurity compliance. The RFI details 7 specific questions for DIB feedback, in line with the above themes. All responses to the RFI are due by 12 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday, August 14, 2026. Responses will be accepted via electronic means only to whsmclex.ad.mbx.eastpsbbranchmailbox@mail.mil and leanne.m.condren.civ@mail.mil. Dow memos. Along with the release and RFI, the Dow published 2 memos. 1. Removing barriers to defense industrial base expansion, immediate suspension and strategic review of cybersecurity maturity model certification requirements, CMMC suspension memo, and 2. Implementing Department of War Chief Information Officer's suspension of the Advancement to Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification Phase 2 requirements, CMMC suspension implementation memo. The CMMC suspension memo emphasizes that the CMMC program is structurally incompatible with the Dow need to continue to rapidly expand the DIB. The memo references SBA data that demonstrates that 1. Prohibitive compliance costs, 2. Severe shortages of C3PO capacity, and 3. Complex regulatory timelines are forcing small businesses and new businesses to opt out of Dow contracts subject to CMMC. The memo directed 3 immediate actions. 1. Suspension of the November 2026 Phase 2 transition deadline, as well as holding all pending and future CMMC deadlines in abeyance until further notice. 2. Task force, detailed above, to conduct a 60-day review, with the goal to provide recommendations for a reformed framework. And 3. Dow shall continue to enforce baseline cybersecurity compliance, e.g., NIST SP 800-171 Rev 2, DIB self-assessments and select government-led assessments, DFARS. 252-204-7012. The CMMC suspension implementation memo articulates DAO implementation directives for the suspension of CMMC. The memo specifies that DAO program offices/requery.